Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, September 1st, and the Democracy Campaign released a report that shows powerful special interests that oppose a legislative proposal to return control of the Department of Natural Resources Secretary to a citizen board have contributed about $4.1 million to Democratic Governor Jim Doyle since 2003. Meanwhile, those who support the plan have contributed a little more than $17,000 to Doyle since 2003. The Democracy Campaign's report comes as legislative action on the bill nears, and there appears to be enough votes in the Assembly and the Senate to pass it and send it to Doyle. Doyle, however, surprised many voters this spring when he said control over the DNR secretary should remain with the governor. That's a flip-flop from what he said while he was campaigning for governor 7 years ago, as well as before that when he was state attorney general and Republican Governor Tommy Thompson and the legislature transferred control of the DNR secretary in 1995 from the Natural Resources Board to Thompson. With us to talk about the Democracy Campaign's figures is the group's executive director, Mike McCabe. First off, Mike, this seems like political process stuff on its face. To people out there, why is it important who chooses the DNR secretary and who the secretary reports to?
Well, I think the bottom line is that it's about who's responsible for environmental protection. And you know, people talk a lot about how the legislation to restore an independent DNR is about taking politics out of environmental protection and creating independence in the agency once again, rather than having the agency under the thumb of the governor. I think that's probably a bit overblown. I think what it's really about is creating a buffer zone, creating some insulation for the agency from the politics of the moment and special interest pressure that's being brought to bear on the governor. And creating an agency that is more able to resist those passions of the moment and perhaps rely more on science in making decisions about environmental regulation and protection of our natural resources, rather than being so sensitive to whatever political pressures are swirling around at a particular time.
Okay. Let's talk about the players in this, the special interests and their money. Who are these special interests that want the governor to control the DNR secretary, and why do you think they want to keep things that way?
Well, you know, when you look at the cast of characters who've given all this money, and they've given $241 to Jim Doyle for every dollar that has come to the governor from supporters of the restoration of control of the DNR with the Natural Resources Board. And, you know, and what you're talking about are real estate developers and builders and polluters, basically. You know, it's industry interests that I think are hoping to get a more politically sensitive DNR, a DNR that will be more likely to take into consideration the pressures that are brought to bear on a governor. They've obviously made the decision that it is better to have the DNR under the control of the governor, because they obviously feel that they can influence the governor's office better than they could influence a citizen board that is overseeing the operations of the agency. And like I said, they've put $241 behind the governor for every dollar that has been sent his way by people who support this legislation to restore an independent DNR.
Okay. And, of course, the folks on the other side are environmental groups, a host of environmental groups, as the Democracy Campaign points out in its report. I guess, finally, if the bill gets to the governor and he vetoes it, do you think it's because of the campaign contribution?
It's always impossible to look into the heart of an elected official and know precisely what motivates that elected official. But something happened between the time that Jim Doyle was Attorney General and was an ardent supporter of keeping the DNR under the control of the citizen board, and when he was campaigning for the state's highest office, and he continued to say that protection of our natural resources is best served by having the DNR answering to this citizen board and this board only. And then he gets elected governor, and for quite some time he hadn't switched his position. And, you know, pretty recently he comes out and says, well, actually, he thinks it ought to stay under the control of the governor. So something happened between the time that all those years that Jim Doyle had served in state office, first as attorney general and then as governor, and very recently when he's had a change of heart. And, you know, it's difficult to overlook the fact that, you know, that millions have flowed into his campaign war chest from interests who like the system the way it is today, where the DNR is a cabinet agency and answers to the governor. And you know, he's received thousands, you know, $17,000 roughly from environmental interests that really would like to go back to what Wisconsin had for a very long time. And that's a DNR that's more insulated from those political pressures and the political tide of the moment. It's hard to look into an elected official's heart and know for sure, but I don't think any citizen can look at the numbers in our report and think that those campaign contributions had no influence at all.
Okay, we'll have to see how it turns out. Thanks for your comments, Mike. For additional information and details about the special interests on both sides of the bill, please check out the Democracy Campaign's September 1st press release on its website. Thanks for listening.